For the next 2 weeks, Amir Hashem, we will learn about Purim. And we will learn from Rav Shimshon Pinkus' Sefer on Purim, called Sichas Rav Shimshon Pinkus. We'll be learning the piece titled Hashlech Al Hashem Yehavcha. It's on page 64, which means cast upon Hashem your load. This pasuk is a pasuk in Tehillim, which teaches us an aspect of bitachon, to not feel like we're the ones carrying our load. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was carrying our load. He begins that every Yontif has its own unique flavor. Pesach can't be compared to Shavuos, and both of them are different than Sukkos. However, they all share the same quality of being a moed. A moed. What's a moed? Moed means a specific time where Klal Yisrael are misvaed, which means we convene with Hashem. We meet with Him. We meet with Him as one. And this assembly brings us great joy. The connection we form with Hashem during this special meeting time is the source of the obligation of the mitzvah of Simcha during all Yamim Tovim. And that's the one common denominator of all Mayadim. We're getting together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that connection brings us great joy. However, Purim differs from other Mayadim in this respect. The obligation of Mishta v'Simcha, to have a Suda and Simcha, is different than the obligation on all other Yom Tovim. It is a much greater level of Simcha that's required on Purim. We see that there is an obligation to drink wine ad lo yada, until we lose the capability to distinguish between Baruch Mordechai and Arur Haman. That's a very tremendous level of Simcha, but at the same time, how are we capable of achieving levels of Kedusha in the Simcha when we're in such a state that we've lost rational thought? So clearly, Purim has something about it which is different than other Me'adim. It's more intense. And it's more specific. The Simcha is something unique on Purim. There's another unique quality to Purim. It's known that all Mayadim are like a ladder. One builds upon the other, Madrega after Madrega, and they all lead to one summit, one source, one Tachlis, the final level, the goal, the pinnacle. And when we reach that level, then we start the whole cycle over again. It begins once again, but it begins from that level, and we start at the beginning once again. The first Moed is Pesach, which was the birth of the nation of Klal Yisrael during Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sfiras HaOmer are days of Chinuch. Klal Yisrael hadn't yet received the Torah, but they had a couple of mitzvahs, and they were learning, training themselves to become Avdei Hashem, training themselves to keep mitzvahs, teaching certain midas, humility, to be able to learn Torah, to be able to accept the Torah in preparation for Shavuos. Shavuos was the bar mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. We became obligated in all mitzvahs through Kabbalah HaTorah. After Shavuos come the Yamim Noraim, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the preparation for the chasana of Klal Yisrael to Hashem. Chasana, the wedding between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Because, as we know, every chassan does tshuva, and through tshuva we become very close to Hashem. That's the courting process. And then we can enter the sukkah, which is the chuppah. Shmini Atzeres, the final day of sukkahs, is the yichud room. It's only us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no umas ha'olam, no one else is there, it's just us two. And that's the culmination of the wedding procession. That's when the marriage is culminated. After all the Yom Tovim, which the Torah requires, comes the days of winter, which are referred to as days of darkness, which are hinted to in the Pasuk, V'choshech al pnei tahayim. The darkness on the face of the tahayim, which Chazal means Galus Yavan, who darkened the eyes of Klal Yisrael because it made them it difficult for them to see how to keep Torah mitzvahs, how to keep their faith in such challenging times. And then we received the Yontif of Chanukah, which lit up our eyes and returned us to the light of Torah. But the final Moed, which is the point, the object of all the Mayadim together, is Purim. Purim is the ninth Mayad, and the final one in the year's cycle. When Mashiach comes, we will actually have a tenth Mayad, but that's something we can't even understand at this point. So we see that all the Mayadim are stations along the way during the year and lead us to the final destination, which is Purim. Now this needs to be understood. How is Purim the culmination of all the Yomim Tovim, the whole Avodah that we've begun with Pesach from our birth, our Bar Mitzvah, our Chasana? How is Purim the culmination of all that? How is that the final stop, the final destination?